Welcome to Inside Agriculture, everybody. Ricky Klaverkamp here. Of course, been with you all morning so far. Going to finish it off with you here in this 8 o'clock hour. All right. First thing we got to talk about is, getting back into the news is mandatory country of origin labeling. President Donald Trump, Trump's idea to import more beef from Argentina has actually restarted that debate. Depends on if you even like the idea of getting beef from Argentina. I don't know if I do or not. I think that it makes sense to support our ally, but at the same time, it's like, well, we want our beef prices here in America to, well, stay low for the consumer, but also the beef producers need to rebuild our cattle herds. We've been kind of losing that for a while. But country of origin labeling, back in the headlines, Lori Boyer has more.
With President Donald Trump's announcement to reopen beef imports from Argentina, questions are surfacing about whether it's time to bring back mandatory country of origin labeling. Mike Strands, Vice President of Advocacy for the National Farmers Union, shares NFU's perspective on the issue.
There's been an impact on political interest in approving legislation to reinstate mandatory country of origin labeling. After all, if there's going to be more imports from other countries into our beef marketplace, there ought to be mandatory labeling laws on the books to make sure that consumers have the right to know where their beef comes from, and a clear, strong labeling regime in place to make sure that those are clearly labeled as such.
Strand says the National Farmers Union has been a strong supporter of MCOOL, backing a policy since its creation in the early 2000s. Recently, Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman and several colleagues reintroduced legislation to reinstate MCOOL, renewing the debate over transparency in beef labeling.
And we opposed its clawing back in 2015 when Congress struck it down. I think that we're in a different time now, and consumers really want to know about where their food comes from, especially when it's very clear we're going to be importing more beef. So we're hopeful that there's some legislative avenue to get this done.
Mike Strands with the National Farmers Union.
Thank you, Lori. Lori Boyer with that report. Again, I really think that putting a mandatory country of origin labeling is a pretty good idea. Be very transparent. Okay, this is where the beef. I think it just makes sense. I mean, it just kind of makes just common sense, does it not? I don't know. Either way, we got markets coming up next. We've got also a full program of Inside Agriculture coming your way in just a little bit. So stay tuned. You are listening to Inside Agriculture. Let's take a look at your markets coming up next.